Apostles chapter 8, and I'll pick up at verse 14 and read through verses 20 for your consideration. The 14th verse of chapter 8 of the Acts of the Apostles, you'll find, "Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Supporting scripture coming from 1 Timothy 6 and 10, where the Bible reads, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hand that the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. Fact, money has power, but not all power. Money has power, but not all power. All you got to do is just praise him, trust him, call on him. And how many of you know you don't have to be in the church house to feel what you're feeling right now? Because every now and again, even in your own house, when you look around and see just how good the Lord God has been, a praise will come across your lips before you know it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad I serve a God that I can praise him any time of the day or the hour. And the Lord God is worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy this morning of all of the praises. So we give him honor. And we thank him for being God all by himself. We thank God for allowing us this space and this time, and where the Lord God has blessed us through a week, but the week is behind us. And the thing is that we had to hold on to something, because we can't put a stop on time. Time moves on, so we got to move along with time, but we need to hold on to some of those things, especially those things that come through and by the word and the spirit and power of God. And it's those things that will enable us to continue to run this journey. We cannot fool ourselves. It's not because of any of our goodness. It's not because of our position in society. It's not because of who we hang with or who likes us or what clique we may be in. If you're not in the part of the gospel family, then you're in the wrong clique anyway. A lot of us like to think that I got people all around me and so I'm so special, but sometimes you got to watch those that are around you. Hallelujah. It's all right every now and again to be by yourself. Just don't get the mindset that you can make it all by yourself. At some point in your life, everybody needs somebody. You've had your days when you were young and you were strong and you were able to do all of those many things. And not so much saying that after you get into your older days, you need more help, but it's just the reality of how things really are. You're not able to do all those things that you used to do. You don't feel like doing all those things that you used to do, but it's a good thing to still know that I'm a child of the King, and nobody gonna push me off to the side just because I may have gotten a little gray-headed or because I don't walk or run as fast as I used to run. We cannot allow the enemy to make nobody feel like that you don't have any work. You got to know that you are worthy of all of the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. Your neighbor may not feel like you're worthy, but it's not about your neighbor. That individual that's hating on you may not feel like you're worthy to be blessed, but you got to understand that you belong to the power of a mighty God. Because God is such a loving and a merciful God, we got to be mindful that it's not about us anyway. It's all about the Spirit of Christ and about the love that we ought to have one for another. God bless us throughout this weekend. I don't know about you, but I thank God for everything that my ears heard. And I thank God most of all for those things that touched my heart. You know how it is sometimes that in every message, you ought to be able to get something that'll help you along in your Christian journey. It's not always that, you know, we have the mindset that the preacher is going to step on my toes. The preacher is going to say something that's going to make me feel bad. Well, if you get convicted by what you've done in your life, it's not the preacher, it's the word. And when the word convicts you, then what you got to do is not take it so thin-skinned, but do something about it. And the only thing you can do about it is to ask the Lord, give me a strength enough to make some changes in my life. Give me a mindset to accept the fact that I don't do everything just right. Give me the mindset that if I fall short, that I can get back up. How many of you know that just because you got a testimony that you're saved and sanctified, that you still have those days when you fall short? Still have those days when you are not completely in the will of God. So that's why the Bible declared that men should always pray. Pray without ceasing. It is the Lord our God that has assembled us together in this place for one more time. And it's just because he's such a loving and a merciful God. He blessed us to come and worship him in the fellowship. And as we fellowship all week long, we had a wonderful time in the Lord. And in our homecoming on last Sunday and our revival throughout the week, God blessed us each and every day. And I don't know about you, but I thank God that I received something that restored my desire to do all that I can on this journey called Christianity. The revival was that thing to help us along the way, knowing that we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. And so what we got to understand is that every part of our body has a purpose of our being. That purpose may not have anything to do with ministry in the church house. Sometimes we think that the only purpose that God has for the people of God is to serve in ministry. But you got to understand that everybody can't preach. Everybody can't be on the deacon board. Everybody's not going to be a willing worker. Everybody is not going to be part of the usher's ministry. But you have a purpose in your life. You may have a purpose that your good is right out there in the community. You might be the one that is able to pull the family together. You might be the one that is going into your secret closet and praying that God will bless the family and keep the family together. You got to understand that all of your blessings just don't come from what happens in the church house. And when you do things in the church house, we come to worship him, but we leave to serve God and the people of God. So if you're getting anything out of what is being done in the house of God, then it ought to show on the outside of the house of God. You ought to be able to help somebody along the way. If your testimony is, I've been running for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet, then keep on running. But do understand that as you run, there's going to be days that you're not going to be able to stand on your feet and run full force. There's going to be some time that you're going to have to cut back to a trot. There's going to be some times where that trot going to turn to a fast walk. And then there may be even a time that you got to limp along the way. But I just come to tell somebody, however you get there, just get there. Whatever you got to do to get your blessing, do what you got to do. There's somebody got up this morning with aches and pains all in their body. But they didn't let that deter them from coming to the house of God. They said, Lord, I'm going on anyhow. This old body don't feel like it ought to, but I know there's a blessing waiting on me. I know if I sit here, I'm going to hurt, so I may as well hurt within the house of God. Because somewhere in the midst of the house of God, that spirit just might get on me. That spirit might just make me realize that ain't no need of me sitting around feeling sorry for myself. Every now and again, we have that pity party. Want somebody to come and stroke us and rub us down and make us feel like, oh, everything gonna be all right. But how many of you know that you just like a little baby? You can put your pout face on all you want to, but sometimes you gotta go through what you gotta go through. Everything is not gonna go your way. But you got to understand, my way is not the best way anyway. God's way is what we ought to be trying to do this morning. So we got to learn how to trust God. We got to learn how to claim those things that God has decided has for us this morning. We got to think about the fact that we got to stop having so many negative thoughts. Start thinking in a positive manner. Think about good things. You got to learn how to claim those things that you've asked God for. You got to understand that we come to a place in life that you got to talk to your God. You talk to God, how are you going to talk to him? Through the word of prayer. You ought to know how to pray to God. Praying to God don't mean that you got to sound like you've been on the Lord's side all your life. Praying to God might just be, I ain't got nothing, Lord, but I need you right now. Praying to God might be, Lord, oh, I want you to touch my feeble body. For some time praying to God, and Lord, I'm sorry for that lie I told yesterday. Anybody ever had to pray to God for some of the wrong that you've done? Then you ought to learn how not only pray to God for the wrong, but you ought to thank God for the good. Not what I used to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. God, that moved me a little bit farther along the line. And I understand this morning that if I call on the name of the Lord, then there's nothing too hard for God. Look at your situation. If you put it up against God, I guarantee you God can work it out. We got to learn how to do it. Let God have his way. As we journey back just a little bit last week, didn't we be reminded that God we serve is a jealous God? But not only is he a jealous God, he's an able God. God will do anything that we need him to do. We got to understand that we got to trust God. We got to listen to the word of God. We got to read God's word and follow his commandments. We found out that if we follow the commandments of God, that God was able to empower us to make an impact. See, we got to understand when we begin to do something for the Lord, God puts us in a position to where we can do those things that nobody else can do. God will allow different things to happen in our life just so our life will be a living testimony about what the Lord God can do. Is there anybody in the house this morning that ever felt like, I don't know what I'm going to do? Seemed like my hands are tied and every time I turn around, it's one thing after another. I've been praying to God and I've been trusting in God and it looked like the enemy just keep on riding my back. Anybody want to get the devil off your back this morning? Then you better learn how to shake that devil off. You better learn how to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets you. You got to learn that the enemy want to rob you. The enemy wants you to think that you're not going to have that empowerment, but you've been empowered to make an impact. I've been empowered to let you know that when I get knocked down, all I got to do is get back up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Those times when the devil think that he got his hand on you, he got his foot down on you, but God allowed you that strength and the ability to get him up off of you. I'm able to tell the devil, get me behind me, Satan. I don't have no time for that mess. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The Lord God can turn your situation around. He'll give you power this morning to let you know that it's not all about you, but it's about the power of a mighty God. Anybody ever needed to be delivered? All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. God is a delivering God. God is a God that we can always depend on. Don't you know that when we get impacted by God, then God allows our light to shine in a way that those folk that are walking in darkness realize that there is a God somewhere. But how many of you know when we are faced with those things that are going against us, we got to learn that if we trust the word of God, then we found out throughout this week that if we trust God, then God will allow us to prevail. He will be, if we rely on God and the God of our fathers, then we can trust that when trouble comes, when trials come, all we got to know is that the Bible lets us know that we can trust God with anything. But the man of God challenged us last week. Said when things come up in your life, who are you going to call on? Anybody know this morning who you going to call? You better learn how to call on the name of the Lord. And the only way to call on him is to go through God in prayer. Now the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. My people.
That's right.
Been sitting under my grace all week long. Been taught and been proud and understanding that God will allow you to get out of some things that the enemy may have put you in. But you got to understand that if you are one of those that consider yourself God's people, then God says through the word of God, humble yourselves, pray, seek the face of God, turn from your wicked ways. And if you do those things, then will God hear your humble cry. Then will he forgive your sin. Then he'll heal this land. So as we pray, we found out that we need to ask God, purge us, cleanse us, put us in a position where we can be used for kingdom building. But we know when we call on the name of the Lord, we found out that's who we got to call. But the question is, are you going to call him? See, just because you know who to call, that don't mean that you call him. And then when you call him, you got to understand that this God that I'm talking about, you can call him any time of the day, any time of the midnight hour. You can talk to the Lord, your God. Anybody in here ever had to turn over in the middle of the night? Had some things still in your going on your mind. And all of a sudden you started talking to the master. You started saying, Lord, I know that you've been listening to me, but Lord, I need your help right now. Lord, I need you to hear my humble cry. Because there are things going on in my life that I just don't know what I'm going to do. But I just want to let you know that I heard what the man of God said this week. And I hope and pray that you listen as well as I did. You got to understand that when God gets ready to make some changes in your life, you better know that you can call on the power of a mighty God. But I want to talk to you just for a few moments about this here God that we serve down here upon the earth. That old God called money. Anybody love money? Anybody like to get their hands on a little bit of money? Money will bring joy, peace, and happiness, but money also will call destruction and trouble along the way. Anybody ever seen how money can tear down a family? Money can tear up a household. Money can make you act like a fool. Money can make you act like you don't know where your next strength coming from. Anybody in here ever heard somebody say that they'll do anything for a dollar? Well, I'm glad that I got a mind that there's something that I just will not do. But I can't speak for everybody, and you can't speak for everybody. But did anybody know somebody that get caught all up in money? Somebody feel like as long as I got money, I can do anything that I want to do. Now, I come to let you know that money got a little bit of power. If you got money, you don't have a whole lot of worries. But how many of you know that money can't save you? How many of you know that money can't fill up your gut? You might be able to buy a freezer full of food, but money can't give you an appetite. Oh, hallelujah. Did anybody hear me? You might have money to pay your bills, and you might have money to cut your lights on. But if you're not able to get up and flick the switch, you just as well be in the dark. You better stop depending on the mighty dollar. Somebody think that as long as I got a dollar, everything is going to be all right. But I want you to know that you got to stop depending on that dollar. You got to know that God wants somebody that know that everything that I got comes from the Lord our God. I got to find out that sometimes we get a little too greedy. There are some of us got more than we need. Some of us don't have enough money. Some of us don't have any money. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's some folk that can deal with money, and some folk don't know how to deal with money. Money is not good in everybody's hand because somebody don't know how to handle their money. If you can't handle your own money, why am I going to let you hold on to my money? Anybody know what I'm talking about? We got folk that have spent every dime they got. Then here they come with the hand, I want your money. Have you ever heard somebody say, have you got any extra money? Oh, God Almighty. I don't know where they get that thing from. You got to be a rich man to have extra money. I don't have no extra money. I might be able to flip-flop some things and create a couple of dollars, but I don't have that extra money. Little bit of money, I need it. But how many of you know that every now and again, you got to learn how to work that thing? Don't let money work you. You work the money. But so many of us don't allow God to be in the midst of our situation. Now, I found out, I thought that money was the root of all evil. But when I studied the word of God said, for the love. That's where the problem comes in. Some of us love money so much, it causes us to do ungodly things. We love that mighty dollar so much, we don't care who we stab in the back. You got a little position on a job, you better watch yourself. Because that individual working beside you think that you're making 50 cents more than they're making. It may not be but 50 cents, but when they get to the office and start talking about it, you're going to think they're making $1 million. I'm talking to somebody in here. Money got power. The Bible tells us, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. So money can cause us to go to hell. Money can cause us to lose our good mind. Money can cause you to lose your best friend. A whole lot of us would have better friends if we stopped dealing with money. So now you got the idea of the fact that money has power. But now let me give you the zest of what I'm trying to tell you this morning. What I want you to know is that money may have power, but it does not have all power. See, I got to let you know something. Just before I finish this argument, there's another point I wanted to make about that man called the rich young ruler. The one that came and he ran and he knelt down and he said, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? The Bible said that Jesus said, why do you call me good? There are none good but one. That is God. Now, the Lord says, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. Young ruler said, master, all these things I've done since I was a youth. All my life I've had respect. All my life I've held on to your commandments. I did everything that I know was the right thing to do. But Jesus said, now, if you love me, one thing you did lack. I want you to go and sell everything that you got. And when you get the money, give it to the poor. That thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And then, come on. Take up your cross and follow me. I found that I don't have to have money to follow Jesus. Because Jesus said, take that little junk you got, sell it. And when you get the money, don't keep it, but give it to those that are less fortunate than you are. So now, if you're able to do that, you can have eternal life. But now, Verse 22 says, he was sad at the saying, went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Don't let your money get between you and your God. If God is a jealous God, then God said, thou should have no other gods before me. You got to understand that money could be an idol god. So don't allow your money to get in the place of what good sense ought to tell you. I want to let somebody know this morning that I don't care how much money you got. Money got power, but it does not have all power. I want to tell you about a man by the name of Simon. The Bible said that one of the apostles by the name of Philip went to the city of Samaria. He preached Christ Jesus unto them. The Bible declared that the people got on one accord. They gave heed to the word that Philip began to speak. They began to see all the miracles that he did. For many had unclean spirits. Many were crying out with a loud voice. But the man of God said that he told them through the word of God, come out of them. And we found out that they were healed from all of their diseases. There was great joy in the city. Anytime when the Lord God began to heal somebody, they ought to give somebody a little bit of joy. But they found out that there was a man in the midst. This man had great power. This man by the name of Simon. He was a sorcerer. In other words, he did things in a majestical way. He was one of those that had his hand quicker than the eye. He was one of those that have gained a lot of respect among the people of God. For the Bible declared that there were so many around him that they believed in him and they believed that he had some kind of power. But I want to let you know that Simon got an opportunity to hear the word of God being preached by Philip. The Bible declares that he heard something about Jesus. And as he heard about Jesus, he began to believe the word of God. He began to ask Philip, I want to be baptized. I want to be on the Lord's side. I want to tell somebody this morning that it does not matter who you are. Does not matter where you come from. But the Lord our God, he's able to do what needs to be done. I want to tell you this morning that this man called Simon, he began to walk around with the apostle. He said, I saw all the things that you are doing. But the word of God said on one occasion that the apostles heard that they had got Jerusalem. Right there in Jerusalem, the power of God had come down. They began to believe in the word of God. They began to be baptized by the water. But the Bible declared that they did not have the Holy Ghost. So the Bible said that they sent Peter and John. Peter and John came down. They began to pray for the people of God. They said, I hear that down here in Samaria, that everybody that start believing in the power of God. But I found out that you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. For Simon was somewhere looking about them. And they began to walk all around the land. They began to see that the apostles laid hands on the men of God. And they laid hands on them. The Holy Ghost came upon them. And then when they began to see Simon began to see them fall out. Simon began to see them filled with the power of God. Simon began to realize that I want some of that same kind of power. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I want a little bit more power. I want somebody to give me that power. Simon said, don't you know I got a whole lot of money? And I want to know if I can buy some of that power. Because if I got that kind of power, then when I lay my hands on somebody, they'll get power of the Holy Ghost. But I want to tell somebody that it don't take laying on of the hand. All God have to do is speak the word. Don't you know on the day of Pentecost, didn't nobody lay no hands? But the power of the Lord came down. Is there anybody in the house that want their Holy Ghost? If you want Holy Ghost power, you got to call on the name of the Lord. Somebody in the house this morning, if you're a member of the Foul Chapel Baptist Church, if you're a member of any Baptist church, you've been baptized by the water. You've been trusting in the power of God. But I want to know this morning, have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Anybody got the Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost will make you walk right. Holy Ghost will make you talk right. Holy Ghost will make you know that I'm a child of the King. Is there anybody in the house that got the power of the blood of Jesus? If you got the Holy Ghost, you would know that it wasn't nothing but the blood. It was the blood of the Lamb. We began to think about Calvary, and Jesus died on Calvary's hill. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. There's still power in that blood. But I want to let you know this morning, you need power of the Holy Ghost. Because when you got power of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said that I'll leave you, but I'm not going to leave you all by yourself. I'm going to leave the comforting spirit with you, so that when you get down and out, I'll just be like your daddy. I'll reach down and scoop you up, and I'll put you in my mighty arm. And as long as you're in my arm, everything is going to be all right. Anybody ever had the Holy Ghost to rock you in the middle of the night? That Holy Spirit began to remind you that you are a child of a mighty King. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your body be in pain. But all you got to do is trust the power of God. If you rely on the Lord, if you lean on the power of God, if you got the Holy Ghost, then you know who you can call on. I can call on the Lord morning, noon, and night. When I got things going on in my life, I can call on the name Jesus. Is there anybody in the house this morning that need God in your life? Need God to touch a situation that you can't work out all by yourself, but you called on the name of the Lord. And the Lord God want me to tell you this morning that He's coming. He's right there at your door. Open up and let Him in. Don't allow the enemy to rob you of your blessing. Is there anybody in the house that know if you call on the power of God, I got joy. Unspeakable joy. I know that I'm a child of the King, and the Holy Ghost got all power. Money got power, but not all power. I might be able to buy a plane ticket, but I can't fly. But the Bible said that if I had the wings of a dove, I'd fly away and be at rest. Is there anybody want to get out of your situation? I start by to tell you, you are not in it all by yourself. For the Bible said, my power I leave with you. If you believe in the power of God, all you got to do is trust in God. And the Lord God will do everything He said He'd do. I want to tell you, don't be like Simon, thinking that you can disrespect the Holy Ghost. You cannot buy this kind of power. You cannot buy your way into glory. You cannot buy your forgiveness. I don't care how much you boast about how much you pay. Your money cannot save you. Money got power, but not all power. All power belongs to the Lord. And it's that power that makes a difference. For what Simon saw was men at work. But what he didn't understand was that they couldn't do the work without the power of God. They saw the laying on of hands. And after the hands were laid on them, the Holy Ghost came. And don't you know that when the Holy Ghost came, Simon was amazed. Simon was looking at that thing like, them tricks I had, they don't work like that trick. There's something about that trick. You ever seen folk that see something that worked for somebody else and you think you can do it? Everything is not for you. Everything is not for me. God had given Philip, he had given Peter, he had given John the ability to lay hands, and the Holy Ghost come. But Simon, outsider, looking in, said, if I could get a little bit of that, I could pad my pocket with that. So you heard them folk that say you have to pay out something to get something. Simon looked at that as an investment. I give you some of this money, you give me some of that power. But see, the Bible declares that Simon's motives was wrong. He wanted the power for the wrong thing. Look at this and I'm finished. Simon had been converted. For the Bible declares that he heard what Philip said. So he believed and he asked to be baptized. So he had gotten on the Lord's side. But how many of you know he's just like some of us? Still a work in progress. I got the right mindset, but every now and again when that old flesh. Am I talking to anybody in here? That old flesh see or hear something that entices the flesh. And we have to call on the name of the Lord. Say, Lord, pull me back. Lord, put blinders on my eyes that I might not see those things that will allow me to step out of my lane. But I say to the people of God this morning, it's a fact. Money got power, but not all power.